So,
welcome.
Welcome into the Tree Fort Friends.
Welcome, Tree Fort Gang.
Hello.
Thanks for swinging
so stupid.
By. Be so horny, be so stupid. Appreciate you stopping by today. We are talking movie to you. We did Kingpin today, 1996.
We get to introduce a new segment to start, though, for to introduce the concept of the movie.
Sure.
We're no longer doing movie in a minute. What are we doing now?
We did fill it up in a
We're
minute.
We're filling you
and
in.
A half. Fill it in. Fill it up. So there's a couple new things that we're doing here movie wise, but yeah, number one, talking about the movie a little bit, it is a Farrelly Brothers, Farley Brothers, however you want to say it. I've heard it both ways.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomatoes. Dumb and Dumber, There's Something About Mary, a whole laundry list of 90s classics could be attributed to them. Woody Harrelson, Randy Quaid, we got Big Earn, which is Bill Murray. It is a fantastic movie. Lots of good cameos. Chris Elliott, Chris Berman. So yeah, it's
Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens, yeah.
Roger. What was the girl's name?
Ooh, what was her name?
Miss Claudia.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was her?
I don't know.
Actual name.
I would like to know for future reference.
Yeah.
Little.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So that's like the cameos and stuff. Explain the concept
sure.
of the movie.
So,
what was Kingpin about?
I'm going to fill you in on the movie. So filling you in, we've got Kingpin. It is about Woody Harrelson's character, Roy Munson, who is like a hot young bowler in 1979. Long story short, he gets bamboozled.
State champ, Iowa.
He's a state champ of Iowa, yeah. He starts hustling with Bill Murray's character, Ernie McCracken, Big Earn, and it goes south. They end up beating some guys who don't like losing, and they stick Roy's hand in the ball.
Well, they were trying to hustle him, right?
They did hustle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Roy Munson hustled these guys. They didn't like it, stuck his hand in the ball return. His hand
mangled.
Just gets all mangled. So fast forward 17 years, he's living in Podunk, Scranton, Pennsylvania. He's got a hook for a hand. He didn't really have it. It said he was a salesman, but he didn't really have a job. He was going to the bowling alley selling like oil and stuff. But he hears Ishmael, who's Randy Quaid, bowling. He's an Amish fellow, and he's like, oh, he's really good, I gotta get him, he's my meal ticket. So he convinces him to start bowling. Turns out he's not as good as he says. So then Roy joins the bowling tournament, and without spoiling it for you, he may or may not win it. You'll have to watch and find out. He has a classic battle, probably an ESPN like top 10, with Ernie McCracken. They run into Miss Claudia, who's a hustler's girlfriend. She's a hot little number. Clearly a gold digger. I mean, she's bouncing around from guy to guy.
Played by Vanessa Angel, British actress.
She's British.
Yeah.
Vanessa Angel. Okay.
Don't know if that's her actual name or if she changed her name.
Yeah, that sounds like
she might have. Yeah.
Sounds like a screen name. I like to see more.
Speaking of
her work.
Speaking
of, married?
I don't know. God given names.
Rick Otto, married, damn it.
Is that the guy? The boyfriend in the movie? Because she's in Hall Pass with the same guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But anyway.
Speaking of which, if you're listening to this, 5 stars. Like, comment, activity, engage with us, please. We would very much appreciate it.
We'd love for you to get active and engage with us.
We would love to see your boobs.
That too.
That's also a callback.
Yeah. Call back to what?
That was when we did the fantasy football, and I said, you guys might also win a chance to show us your boobs.
Yeah, Royal and Tony Citation had to show us their boobs to get in to the tree fort, and you know, maybe down the road we come up with like a password, but
it's just going to be showing us
your boobs. Now, it's just
dig or dirt star.
Yeah.
What is a dirt star?
Asshole.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a beehole.
I heard you say it earlier. I wasn't really sure.
We were watching the movie.
It's a honeypot.
Okay. Think about it. It looks like a star kind of in the sky.
Paul was getting all sorts of tomatoes out of the honeypot yesterday.
That was the honey hole.
Honey hole, excuse me.
All right, now I don't know what we're talking about.
It's probably for the better. We were digging and finding tomatoes in the honey hole. All right, so...
So that's
Kingpin... We filled that in.
Consider yourself filled in. We're probably going to talk about the... I know you said you gave that little spoiler that we don't want to spoil it. Probably going to talk about that. So if you haven't watched the movie and you don't want to get spoiled, pause and come back.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Kingpin...
It's going to be pretty pivotal.
Don't know why you're listening to this, but...
We love you.
We do love you, yeah. But, you know, we'll talk about it here. So...
Just a side note. Ishmael became a good bowler. He coached him into being a good bowler.
He was already...
The only reason Ishmael
was decent.
The only reason Roy played in the tournament is because Ishmael was defending his honor. Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's true.
Otherwise, Ish would be the guy.
Well, he was a decent bowler. He said his average was 270, but the Amish, they do everything 1.5 what we do.
That's from the movie. That's not like an actual...
I mean, maybe it is. Do you know any Amish?
No.
I hang out in Penyan a lot. They're more Mennonite, but...
They're Mennonites, yeah. There's a difference. Mennonites can have cars.
Yeah. If you're Amish and you're listening... I can't even stop talking. If you're Amish and you're listening,
would
never
not
mind.
Be listening
we'd love,
to this.
We'd love to have you on the cast.
Yeah, so. If you understand what this is, come over.
Come and knock on our fort. But, yeah, everything 1.5. So he's like, yeah, my average is 270. Because I bowl 15 frames, you guys with your 10-frame game. Like, oh, okay. So, yeah, that's why. He was good. But
he coached him to get better.
He did.
That's what the progression was.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So this movie, I mean, for being a 90s comedy, the thing with this movie, it has a very good moral towards the end. And I want to see if you guys picked up on it once we get to the end of our segment. So... I do want to dive in. I'm excited for categories, you know, to talk through the movie and all that jazz. So let's start with the first one. What's your favorite scene from this movie? Now,
favorite scene.
Joe John, this was your first time seeing this movie.
Yep.
So let's go with you. You know, Virgin Eyes over here. What was your favorite scene?
Probably the scene when they were bowling in that guy's mansion, and, like, the girl, Claudia, she went to the fridge and, like, came back with hardened nipples to, like, try and distract her, which was nice. But then also they followed it up with,
Ishmael.
He was being chivalrous, so he was like, oh, no, instead of her getting the beer because they were trying to distract him, I'll go get the beer. And then he turns around from the fridge and his nipples were hard and he had big old sausage, or pepperoni nipples.
Could be sausage nipples.
So I'd say that was my favorite scene.
Yeah.
I also liked when he was turning down the alcohol. Probably the only one that got more of than a laugh out of me was the when he's like saying no to the alcohol in the car montage, and then he pulls out this massive bong and starts hitting that. That one gave me a chuckle. That one gave me a laugh.
An old knee slapper for
you. Yeah, that was a funny. That was like one of their more funny like little throw in jokes they did.
Yeah.
For me. I liked it.
Paul, this is a PRCR classic movie, correct? This is one of your faves.
Yeah, I've seen this movie a lot.
Countless times. So, your favorite scene?
I don't know that I could have a favorite scene. I mean, the one that I probably laughed at the most this time.
Yeah.
Was when he has the tattoo on his chest.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that one always gets me. No matter how many times I watch it, every time I just start cracking up. Because he's got just a little tattoo, and he's all freaking out. He can't go back. You know, he's desecrated his body.
Yeah.
Right?
And he's like, I like it, actually.
Yeah. And then when he turns around, and there's a big tattoo of this, like, lady in a, you know, thong bikini with just huge jugs just plastered on his back.
Yeah. Some mommy milkers.
That one always gets me no matter what. The hardest one to watch for me is when he's flossing. That's the hardest thing for me to watch.
You cringe for that.
That one just literally, I get like...
It was too fake for me. I get what you're saying, but it was like, it was way too fake that it didn't give me that like visceral reaction.
I mean, if you've never flossed before, I don't know. Those Amish, they eat, you know, raw meat, get stuck between your teeth.
I mean, we're talking about teeth. There's what's-her-face.
Well, they don't eat raw meat. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, wait.
They could eat raw meat. Do you, have you met an Amish? Do
if
you know
make,
what they
like,
eat?
Sushi.
How many Amish do you know? What's his name?
I don't know them by name, but I know where they are.
I'd say they eat raw meat.
He said, I know
okay.
where I know.
If they sheep and they fuck sheep.
I can go find some, yeah.
I can.
No, the farmers. Where
I can
the sheep
provide
farmers.
Them.
Yeah.
How about your favorite scene? Let's flip it over to you, Phil.
Philip Boughton's favorite scene is the barn raising. I don't know why, but... Oh, I mean, obviously why. So they're the Amish are all working together to raise the barn. They got the sticks, and they're hoisting it up to one of the walls for the barn, and the lunch bell rings, and Roy Munson just drops it and just goes to eat. And just the look on his face is fucking hilarious to me. Like, he's just super pumped, and everybody else like, hey, I love it.
So. Or the shoes. You like the shoes?
Yeah, the shoes. Yeah,
oh,
when
they yeah. When he takes the, yeah,
takes
yeah,
the horse
whole,
shoes
whole
off.
Horse hoof.
Took some doing, but I got him.
We don't have a cow.
We got up early, and milked the cow. Once I warmed it up, it was fine. Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, there's good scenes. A lot of it probably for me is when it's either it's in the Amish territory or towards the end with the Ernie McCracken bout where he shakes his hand and it just pops off and throws it.
Yeah, what a dick move.
Yeah.
But Big Ern's kind of a dick, let's
Big
be real.
Ern's,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, huge dick.
Whoa.
He is a huge
dick. There you go.
Dick, yeah.
Bill Murray probably does have a huge dick,
maybe.
Though. I mean,
he could.
Guy slays. I think his girlfriend right now is a young African American woman. So, just showing that out there.
Sure. All right. Well, favorite scene.
On that note.
Yeah. Huh. Good for Bill Murray. Favorite scenes. Yeah. Wrapping that up. Favorite character. Let's do favorite character and we most identify with. So. Who's your favorite character?
Me?
Let's go Paul. We'll go Paul.
Little Mr.
I mean, Roy. I mean, Roy's my favorite character, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a lot of character development throughout, you know, from the start to finish. He really became a better person. And
yeah.
He, you know, he really got Munson throughout his life. But then he had, like, that self-realization that maybe some of the things that he blamed on others... Right, was more or less his doing. So that was nice. And it's funny. You had a lot of funny scenes. Right?
There you go.
So my favorite, Roy E. Munson.
Roy Munson. Paul. Favorite character. Joe John, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Claudia.
Just because you like looking at her? Or?
No, I mean, yes. But the scenes where she was in with the two of them were by far the... scenes that I was paying the most attention to, like where I thought like the dynamic was the most entertaining.
Because you had a little bit of sizzle cake on the side, and then some context, and
yeah,
then some comedy.
I don't know. This, we'll get to it, but this movie mostly bored me. Like I was very bored watching it the whole time.
It's long.
And she definitely like, and maybe it was just based on how she looked, but the scenes that it was like the three of them joking around were the scenes where I found myself the most invested.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Phil. Fill us with what you got.
I am going to fill your minds with Big Ern.
There you go. I like that.
Big Ern. Like the commercial.
Yeah.
Where
the
commercial for Big Ern is the best. So he's just like, there's a lot of fatherless children out there. And I find if you give a lot, you get back way more.
Go deeper.
Yeah.
Go deeper.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's even there when I wake up.
Yeah.
he's just
smashing out all these
he's
single
just
moms.
Hogging the mom beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, he's a genius. Yeah. Yeah, Big Ern.
Yeah, I like that.
The last, the showdown, his hair just progressively gets more and more like standing straight up in there. Yeah. And the ball, his outfit, like I love everything about Big Earn.
There you go. That's a good one. I like that.
I mean, he's a douche, but
we got all our bases covered here.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a douche.
That's true.
That is true. Well, not everybody.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. I like that.
All right.
Favorite prop?
Who do we identify with?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, okay.
Stanley, because I'm just kind of a baller, you know, big mansion, nice Porsche.
Okay, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that does sound like you.
Hot wife.
Check that out. But one.
Kind of girlfriend, wife.
Yeah, he didn't. That didn't last.
Yeah.
Other than the way he treats women. Yeah. I mean, that, I don't identify with that.
Yeah.
You can own that one.
just admit to it. There's got to be a negative to every side of the story.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of positives coming to the table here. Yeah. So we all have our own baggage.
Yeah.
God, Ishmael.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I identify with Ishmael the most.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I like motorboating women as well. and
okay, yeah.
I just want to come home, and I wanted to help my family and all that. He seemed like an honorable man. He's fun. I like him. He's just fun.
He's pure of heart.
Yeah, he's pure of heart, but fun loving. But he also got after
it. Sheltered perspective, and we really just got to open you up to a lot of things.
And then he really gets after him. Yeah.
I would say that is very Jojon of you. That's how this is. Like, you are Ishmael. Like, we're pulling you out of the Amish commune, and we're showing you movies.
What's it called when Amish people?
Rumspringa,
yeah. Right, yeah. I'm just on Rumspringa right now.
Yeah, you're a permanent Rumspringa.
I'm Rumsprunga right now. Yeah,
wild if we're doing Rumspringa, I'll tell you that much.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Future episodes.
Who do you guys relate to?
I'll say I think I relate with Roy in this, you know, this could be like a little deep dive here, but ooh, you know, he's at times he feels like he's down on his luck, but there is still that just that dog inside him, like that good bowler. It's there. He just, you know, needs his friends to help bring it out of him. The love of a good woman to help bring it out of him. So, yeah. I liked Roy. I could see his journey. And good for him, like, you know, getting the Trojan money. And instead of thinking, like, oh, this is all for me. You know, talking about character development and stuff like that. Like, he goes from kind of a con man to helping the Amish community. So, yeah.
He went as low as stealing a baby's milk for his coffee.
Yeah.
Donating, you know, $500,000 to the Amish.
In 1994 money, too. Yeah. 1990s, whatever this was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a big chunk of change. So, he's a good guy. It's
a bad investment, though. I'll say this.
He'd probably get a couple of wooden rocking horses if he ever ends up.
He definitely is going to have Claudia. Good furniture for the
rocks. Yeah, he got Claudia, yeah. I mean, an investment in his friends.
I'm spending $500,000 on Claudia alone. Let's go.
Yeah. Great furniture for the rest of your life, for sure.
Yeah.
Shout out Amish.
So, furniture. Yeah. I agree. Or I'll take Roy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you do your relate to?
Yeah, Stanley. Yeah. You guys, you know, gave me shit for.
He was beating her up.
Yeah.
He was beating her up, so, you know.
Nah, I didn't give you flack for it. I said own it.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's always got beer in the fridge. Always got beer in the fridge.
Claudia's going to be his favorite prop, too.
She was getting mouthy.
She was getting mouthy.
She did embarrass him in front. First, she's like, all right, let me try the nipples thing didn't work. Let me just talk down my husband or whomever in front of these other men now. Now distracting them didn't work.
Yeah.
And she's less as tired.
Yes.
That was dirty.
That was a good weapon, though.
Yeah. Is it a switchblade?
I was just talking about the switchblade. That's our cold open.
So, yeah, you know, being a bowling movie, how good are you at bowling?
I'm awful.
Right?
Now Paul will sit here and say that he's really good.
I mean, last time we bowled, I did beat you.
So yeah, but I beat you as well, so...
I beat you more times than not, and my really. Overall combined score was higher.
We only
higher.
Played 2.5 games, and both won one, so...
No, we played three.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Not the last time.
Not the time before that, okay. No. So we split the last time, and the time before that, I split. Won.
We okay. always split.
Okay. We could spend a whole
I'll win the first
podcast
one.
Talking about this, right?
I'll win
here.
The first one. Yeah. I'll win the first one every time. And then
I gotta
he
warm
gets
up.
To warm up. But then I
a couple drinks down.
Start deteriorating. And then it changes.
Good for one game. Well, do you get better or worse when you drink?
I get better up to a certain point, but then also like it's just finding like where I wanna stand, right? Like they were talking about in the movie, like, where do I want to stand depending on how I'm throwing the ball? Like, how much is it moving? How much, like, how hard do I want to throw it? What ball do I want to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, working through all that in the first game. And then I can finally start bowling. But I'm not, like, a good bowler.
We're not bad.
You know, we're average, maybe, for, like,
I get, like, a 180
bowlers,
score.
You know?
That's, yeah. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, 180 is good.
I don't know, maybe like 160 then.
But the guy I work with...
I mean, well, it sounds high. I don't know.
He is a very good bowler. He's thrown like probably 20-something, 300 games. So I've went with him before, and that's a sight to see. Because he's fantastic. Just
my boss is a national champion bowler.
National champ?
At RIT.
At RIT.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this guy played at Wichita State, which is, I guess, is like one of the best colleges to bowl at.
We'll have to get them together then.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
See
and then
what happens.
Also, Corey's brother RJ, he bowls
That's
all
true.
The time, but
yeah.
He played in the same tournament as my buddy, and he didn't even come close to the same spot. So
yeah.
One time in a bowling alley, this guy took a bat out of his car and was like threatening us with a bat.
Was he drunk?
We were like 13, dude. It was wild. He took his shirt off. He goes, "I just got out of jail. I don't even remember why this whole thing started." He didn't pull a bat out of his car, but he took his shirt off and in the parking lot. He's like, "I just got out of jail, whatever." Like, I don't know. He was just trying to like fight a group of like 13-year-olds.
We just got out of 8th grade.
It was really random.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got out of jail too. It's called school.
Yeah.
We're 13.
Detention, homeboy.
It was on Sunday. We're like, bro, we got school tomorrow. We're just going to Dollar Bowling Night, bro.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, Sunset Lanes?
Where was that?
Sunset Lanes, Kirkwood, New York.
Yeah, we're not going there.
I'll go there.
Stick to Roseland.
Their dollar Sunday nights were nice. Yeah, it was just I don't even remember. It was just a weird experience. That was like when you were young and like you just go there and like bowl and try and like you'd pack like a little bit of fucking dirt weed into an apple behind the bowling alley.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat the apple afterwards?
No.
None of them did? None of your friends did?
Not that I recall, no.
You guys aren't hardcore. That guy would have fucked you all up.
That happened once, and then one time we got chased from the softball field into the grocery store next door, too.
Bowling on the softball field?
No, but that's just those two stories are just related to each other in my head.
Was it the same guy?
From my childhood. I don't think so.
Did you hide out in the cold drink section and get all hard nips, or what did you guys
we
end up
should
doing?
Have. No, we hid in the back. And we're like, oh, the cops! And then, yeah.
I had another question, but I forgot it.
Yeah, I know, I kind of derailed us there, but I wanted to tell that story.
A little bit.
I liked it. Which the
what movie were you watching? Kingpin. what were we talking about before I derailed?
Punch
us?
The box. Let's talk about punch the box.
Oh yeah, let's punch the box.
Punch the box.
Which box did you find most punchable, you woman beater? Since we're just kidding.
Not the one who I beat. Because she's already played out. The Amish, and she didn't have a very.
Oh, you're talking about Rebecca?
Not Miss Rebecca. Not Miss Rebecca.
Okay.
It was a different one.
The unnamed one?
Yes.
Mm.
And she walked by. So
Amish
when they were doing the house
one.
Or the barn, when he hammered the nail through his rubber hand because he was distracted by this beauty walking by.
Yeah.
Fair.
Whatever her name is, I'll take her.
Okay.
I'd take her.
Okay.
Promise to be nice.
Amish woman.
Yeah, she'll
no
hold the house down.
No Stanley.
She'll hold the house down.
No Stanley. Yep.
No Stanley.
Probably no nipples, though. Well, I mean, she has.
She probably has nipples.
She's sanding them shits off, working.
I mean, that'd be interesting to see. Maybe I'd like it, maybe I wouldn't. I don't know.
Looking like a Barbie.
A nippleless boob? What do you think?
I don't think that's a thing.
But would you like it if there wasn't
nipple? Oh, it's definitely a thing. How do you feel about it? But like,
you think people sand their nipples down?
No, I mean, they probably get surgery on it.
I was joking, saying she had physical labor, but like, maybe if you have like breast cancer and you get surgery,
maybe those Barbie wannabes.
We're probably not going to put that part in there.
Girls who want to look exactly like a Barbie doll.
That's what I did with my penis. Nipples
that I know.
That's what I did with
completely smooth.
You went Ken?
Gone. Yep.
Tucked it. Gone.
Tucked it, snipped it.
Yeah. So just tuck it, get the scissors for the rest of it.
Who's your box show, John?
Claudia.
Claudia.
Love Claudia.
Phil?
Big Earn's mom in the single mom in the
Which
commercial.
Which one? The one where he pulls up the panties on, or the hand? Yeah. I think those are one and the same.
They were tall. Okay. Those were tall.
Tennessee? Yeah. Cherokee?
Yeah. He's like, keep going.
Deeper.
Keep going.
Yeah. Oh. That's the one.
Nice.
Yeah, she looked like
I can't remember the question I was going to ask.
Yeah. We do favorite prop and see if he comes back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go prop way.
Prop, and then...
Who's starting us off?
You started, Paul.
Me again?
Yeah. I think I know what the first prop got.
I mean, yeah, but I want to steal a prop that maybe you wanted. Because I've got a couple that I could take.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. There's certainly several.
There's certainly several. I mean, you still want me to go? Because you know what I'm going to take if I go first.
Yeah, I feel like I know what you're going to take, too. Go for it. Just take it.
Okay, I'm taking Bigger and Small.
Yeah, of course.
I'm taking it. Because, I mean, it's the coolest
thing. I knew you were going to take that, yeah.
Like, by far. And should we give them context around the ball?
Yeah, if you haven't watched the movie.
Yeah, drop the factoid.
The factoid, yeah. So, well, first, the ball, you know, has a flower within it. It's like
in a clear epoxy ball, almost.
It's a rose, yes. So, really cool. And I guess when they were searching for bowling alleys to use for the movie, they saw this ball at one of the bowling alleys that they were, you know, kind of scouting. And they bought it, and they were convinced this is Big Earn's ball. So, that's how they came up with using that specific ball is... Just by happenstance, scouting different bowling alleys, they saw this gem on the wall, and they knew, hey, this needs to be in the movie, and this needs to be Big Earn's ball, which is cool. So, yep, that's mine. You guys, you know, pick from the rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you Jojen? You take it.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I was planning on taking Big Earn's outfit.
Ooh.
So, now this includes the shirt. So, it was a black... Right? Black shirt with the rose, like, embroidered on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the hairpiece.
What about the pants?
Oh, yeah, the pants.
What about the stomach thing? What is the thing? What is that, a back support that he has wrapped around him?
Yeah, all of it.
All of it.
His outfit. And then if nobody took the ball, then I was going to say the ball was included, but somebody took the ball.
What about the wrist guard?
Wrist guard, yeah, okay. All of it.
You're gonna look better when we go bowling and I beat you, but I'll have Big Earn's ball and the skill.
I will beat you. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Joe John,
can I do a twofer and take the rubber hand hook combo?
Yes,
I'll give it to you.
They're both technically his right hand.
The rubber hand sheaths.
Yeah, exactly. They come together. Yeah. So yeah, okay. Give me the hand and give me the hook.
What are you gonna do with it?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
The hand or the hook?
Both.
I'm going to fuck them.
With the alien?
Yeah. No, I think I would just put the hand on the ball, and then I'd put that in, like, a little display with, like, a little second place trophy right next to it.
Okay.
Which, that's, I guess, there's the spoiler. He didn't win.
But he did. He didn't. He might not have won the official tournament, but he won. He's a better person. He got the girl.
He got money.
He got some money. He got the sponsorship. I'd say he won in life.
And you know? He's got the confidence to go out there and fucking do it again.
Yeah.
So,
well, didn't you say money stream, let's go. Might be a sequel for this movie?
There's been talks about it.
Yeah.
I think it's been, you know, kind of going around a little bit. Yeah.
Let's bring it back.
I mean, Hocus Pocus, they said that there was going to be a sequel for, like, over a decade, and then it finally ended up happening. So,
and it sucked.
Never. I liked it.
Never. You like it because the first one is, like, your favorite.
I mean, it.
You've never seen Hocus Pocus?
Hocus Pocus?
Nope. for the...
October time, that's one of the ones we're doing.
I don't think so. Maybe it's been on in the background.
Dude, I've watched that movie...
The background during what?
I don't know, when I was a kid.
Oh.
I've watched that movie probably... That's probably the movie I've watched the most of in my life.
Really?
It's Hocus Pocus.
I thought that was like a girl show.
It's a movie.
I thought it was a girl's show.
I mean, no. It could be. I don't care if it's a...
No, I don't sex label it. I thought it was like a demographic of a girl, and I thought it was a TV show.
Oh, no. Wow. Hocus Pocus.
Like Wizards of Waverly Place or
it's
something.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
Is it a comedy? It has to be, if you...
No. It's really? Just, it, I mean, there's funny stuff in it. I think the second one's
it
more...
It is a Halloween... It is a 90s... kids Halloween movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what
but it was good. It scared the crap out of Billy. Scared the shit out of me.
The reason I think I like it so much is because I was so scared of it the first time I watched it. Like literally, like pissed my pants scared.
Like
I didn't pee.
Rush.
Billy is why I don't like zombies.
And I've overcome that. And like that's why I'm like I'm gonna watch this because look at what I can do now.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel that every time I see it.
I'm such a big boy.
I'm strong. I'm not scared.
I'm such a big boy.
And I think that's why I watch it so many times. I'm like, yep. You're still big dog. Yep, you can do it.
Oh, yeah, it scared me a little bit more than last time.
that was nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, I learned something new about a different movie.
Well, we're going to watch that movie and we're going to talk about it because
I didn't like in the second one how they're like bit like they were like trying to retcon like that Billy didn't like
he's got Winifred.
What?
He didn't like her.
Huh?
He didn't like Winifred.
I know, but, like, who cares?
I mean, I think they were just... I think they did a good job of linking it with the other one, but some of the times they tried to do too many links back in, and right. I think that that's why people didn't like it as much, but I still enjoyed it.
We're at 352, so...
Okay.
Well, rate, what else we have?
I'm surprised nobody wanted the Porsche or Stanley's house. I mean, those are some pretty cool ones.
I was going to say Stanley's, just the two-lane... Bowling alley?
Yeah, that'd be cool to have in the fort.
Dog, that's what I was going to do, was the basement. I don't know what I was thinking.
But then it's like,
That's why I was like, you guys can take the ball if you want. I got some other ones up my sleeve.
I would wear his outfit just like out to dinner on like a Wednesday.
Hey, so. Did you just get done with
the
bowling
tournament?
I did
say early on in the beginning, I liked just the fashion back then. I was like, they're all just drippy, the way they were dressing. So I appreciate it.
Ishmael dressed a
but
little weird.
If I can change mine, I'd take just that basement. I don't even care about the rest of the house. Just give me the basement.
Well, if you could get the rest of the house with it, why wouldn't you take it?
No, I don't want it.
Taxes? Okay,
yeah,
I got
exactly.
you.
Exactly. This is a curse.
Fucking taxes. Yeah. Ruin everything.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Okay.
Should we do rates?
Well, let's factoids it. Because there's a couple facties.
So, the directors, right?
Yeah.
How do we want to pronounce their name?
However you want.
The Hasselbalds.
Farley Brothers, whatever.
One of them was a roommates with Woody Harrelson before they both kind of gained fame.
Really? Interesting.
And he actually thought that Woody wouldn't amount to anything until he got his break in Cheers.
Boy, was he wrong.
And subsequently in Cheers, I guess, in one of the episodes, Woody Harrelson's character is talking about how... he had a bad experience at bowling and, like, a traumatic event.
Yeah.
Now, in Cheers, it was a different thing, but just that kind of that linking.
Same
kind
universe.
Of, yeah, kind of cool. Yeah, yeah.
We're going to get the... I don't
yeah.
know what you're doing. But we're going to get the Kingpin multiverse.
Yeah.
Multiverse. Additionally, that Randy Quaid and Bill Murray are good friends, and he's actually the reason that Bill Murray was in the movie, as he said, hey, you know, I'll call my friend Bill, see if he wants to play the big earn role.
In 1996, like, yeah, let me call my friend Bill. Now, you might know him. He's in Groundhog Day, he's in Caddyshack,
he's on SNL for a bit.
Stripes.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I think he might do it.
I'll bounce it off him, see what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And originally for Ishmael, they were thinking Chris Farley.
Now that... that's why I wanted to go through this. That
would have been funny.
It would have been funny. Yeah.
It would have been really funny. I was trying to picture him in some of the scenes, and I'm like, oh, that'd be funny, but it'd just be a diff. It'd be different.
It would be. It would be like crappy, Beverly Hills Ninja.
I'm just wondering, like, well, would he have stolen from Woody?
Maybe a little, yeah.
Right? So, like, having Randy Quaid there, like, he just kind of plays off of him.
Then does Bill Murray not do it because it's not Randy Quaid? And then we don't get the bigger...
But I think Chris Farley was friends with Randy Quaid, or Bill Murray, too. They're both SNL dudes. True. They both like to party.
You never know.
Like, well, party.
Yeah. You never know, though, like, Harold Ramis and Bill Murray were, like, BFFs, and then after Groundhog Day, they stopped talking, so...
Yeah. Hmm. Well, and then also, we wouldn't have had the gem that is Black Sheep, because the reason he couldn't do this movie is because he was doing Black Sheep.
I love Black
Sheep. So I like the way that the world made this work.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should do, like, a Chris Farley, like, just every Chris Farley movie for Talk Movie to Me.
I mean, we wouldn't even have to watch them.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Yeah, like, what haven't we watched would be a easier list.
I think I've seen every single one.
Right. What was another factoid here? Let me, was there one that you recall that I was going over earlier?
Just, we already talked about how they were looking at maybe doing a second movie.
Second movie, the roommate connection.
I was going to say, you just had a lot of these factoids already baked in.
I just bake them in.
Yeah.
Woody wasn't a good bowler. That was something that they spoke about.
Did you say that they had, like, real bowlers in that on, like, the ESPN scene?
Yeah, so in the semifinal, they were playing against actual professional bowlers. There's other cameos, obviously. We went over Roger Clemens. There were some pro golfers that were just in the movie. Because they wanted to, like, have the professional athletes, yeah, you know, riddled amongst the movie to kind of give it more, you know, backing. Plus, amongst
it's fun watching it. People go,
Blues Travelers at the end. And then yes. I believe he is also the one who starts the bowling tournament.
John Popper.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, it's Bill Murray in the movie, so... he improv'd a lot of the time. They said that most of Big Earn's, like,
lines yeah,
were improvised.
Sure. Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Good factoids.
So, let's rate it. Let's give it the old PR, the personal rating.
The personal rating.
Let's go with you, because I know you are a huge fan of the movie. PR, take it away.
Yeah, I mean... Let's go a 9 out of 10.
A 9? Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah. I really like the movie. Yeah. And, like, even amongst all movies.
Yeah.
I just, it's funny.
Sure.
You could watch it a million times. I know Joe John didn't really enjoy it that much.
I know, I'm like, that's
fine.
Bad.
That's fine with me. I mean, that's your own personal preference, but even putting it amongst there with just, like, really good classics. We were flat 9, right? Yeah. I've got plenty of room above that for, like, something with a little more substance.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just it's fucking awesome.
This ruling system also is just completely objective.
Yeah, so. No one's going to remember
there's
this 3 years from now, so whatever.
There's no basis movie to our episode.
We are compiling the data, and we will be putting out the sabermetrics on movies, the actors, what actors we love the most. So everybody sit tight for that. But Joe John...
I don't like
other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, I don't like doing this. I don't like bringing it down. But the most of the movie,
I just want you to be honest. I want you.
I'm not happy about it.
Why don't you just put the damn 2 out there so we can get it over with?
No, not quite. No, I'm gonna give it a 6. Which I think is the lowest I've rated a movie yet. I didn't dislike
69.
It. There we go. No, because I think I've already done a 6.9.
You're a 6, I'm a 9.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
But for the most part, and I will give it like a 7.5 when it got to like the ESPN scenes, like when it was doing that. Like that was the part of the movie I actually enjoyed. For the whole part building up to that, I just felt like I was just like bored waiting for them to get to that point. It just didn't come, and I get that that's part of the movie is like the lead up. But that part of the movie just wasn't resonating for me. I was just kind of bored waiting for each scene to be over.
Yeah.
I didn't, and maybe it's cause it's older, but like, I didn't think it was, it came off like not that funny, but also like not serious. Like they had like a good amount of like punchlines, but a lot of them, and I'll move closer to the mic, were ones where I was watching and I just go,
think you got to watch it more times so you get to, like, see, there's stuff you pick up on that you don't see the first time. So it's like you have to see it multiple times so you can get, so that you laugh out loud at these other points.
Maybe. But yeah, that's my overall rating. I didn't hate it, but it just...
That's so good. I mean, yeah, six is nothing to, well, nothing to sneeze at here.
Like, so, if you like these kinds of movies, you'll definitely enjoy this movie. Right. It just didn't do it for me.
So I would say, from the Philip Boughton perspective here, it is a visually funny movie. It's not an audio funny movie. And what I mean by that is, like, there's movies...
Let him cook.
Yeah, let me cook. Let me cook here.
I'm letting you cook.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say it so people could hear it.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, there's movies. I am a movie quoter. Does this movie have quotes? Not a ton. I mean,
what are you calling a psychopath?
I did
actually. That was one of the parts that I laughed out loud too. I did.
It's got
that. Big Hearn is finally above the law. Yeah.
It's got a couple, but yeah. The one moment that I can think of off the top of my head is when Roy he's saying something and he's talking to Ishmael, like, to be a great bowler, and he's counting on the rubber hand and he's like pulling the fingers back. Yeah. And it's like
squeaking.
It's like, you can't, if, like, so it's visually funny, it's not so audio funny. It is also a little long.
Part of it too. It was like the buildup was very long.
Right. It was a 2-hour movie. I think they could have cut out.
You could make that a 90-minute movie.
The Chris Elliott part, they could have cut that out. Like, yeah. There's, in that middle there, there's a whole bunch of it that's like, you could just shave 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, and get to like 1:30, and it would have moved a lot smoother. But my rating, 7.
Nice.
Okay. It's a 90s comedy movie. The whole Amish part is hilarious. Like, when he's got the horse hooves in his arms, he's like, hey, it took some doing, but I got him. Where do you keep the new shoes? Yeah. And like, yeah. And when he just walks away from the barn to go eat and everybody else is like in a panic, that is the funny parts to me. So
yeah, I guess going through that, make your point, makes that does make sense. There was some, like, yeah, really funny, like, because you're watching and seeing what's going on. I right. get that.
Yep. So I mean, those are still pretty good ratings.
We got a little bit of variety for once.
There's good variety. Yeah.
A little range. We got a little wit.
So
we
had
a range.
I would say I would say for the moral, Mikey or Paul grabbed it.
I have two names. That's fine.
Paul nailed it.
Yeah, I'm already saying.
Paul nailed it. That the good thing about this movie, it is a comedy, but it has that moral in it where, what the hell's the guy's
name? I thought
you
pointed that out. You pointed that out?
He brought it up. I said there is a moral. I want to see if either of you two bring it up, and he did.
Oh, okay.
But when Stanley was like, he did that to you. And he's like, I think, you know, for the longest time, I thought it was him, but maybe it was me. Like, that part is something that I think a lot about, again, getting real deep with Philip Boughton.
We're getting deep in the game.
Deeper with Philip Boughton. It's something I think a lot about, where whenever somebody points the finger, I always think to myself, when you point a finger at somebody, there are three fingers pointing right back at you. And I think that's the solid message for the movie. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, that's the moment that Roy realized it. Like, oh, you know, I was blaming Ernie the whole time. But, you know, maybe some of it was my fault. And it was big.
Yeah.
Big of him. And takes a big man to admit your faults.
And that he gave the money to...
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know... When he had the check and he said, I'm splitting it one way, you're like, oh, shit, did he go back to old Roy?
Yeah.
Right? But you saw him dumping the booze, so you're like, something's changed here. What's happening? Yeah. Is he going to really be a dick again?
No.
Is that just he's combining those and there's just a bigger bottle underneath the sink that he's using as a funnel to just consolidate?
Oh,
I don't know.
He's making just one juice. Giant jug.
Maybe.
So.
We'll see in the second movie.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see in the sequel how we'll things see. Turn out.
I wonder what his hair's going to look like. You think he's going to be completely bald? What's Big Ernie going to look like?
I don't know.
How many, you know, lawsuits is he going to have against them? He was already trying to fight one then. Yeah. Now I just made a million.
He's going to have a bunch. True. He's above the law. So, wrapping it up, appreciate you hopping in, listening to our take on Kingpin. What do we got in the pipeline? I'll take a little peek behind the curtain here. We are about to record an album. What are we calling it?
I don't know yet. I don't know which one's coming out first either.
An album review?
We're reviewing the album Get Rich or Die Trying. Album Treeview? Yeah. Album Treeview, maybe?
Treeview.
Get That's Richard, nice. That is nice. I like that. Get Rich or Die Trying. You
putting your thinking hat on.
The classic album from 50 Cent came out in 2003. Everybody that I went to school with had that sucker in their Walkman with their little Sony headphones that went behind the head. You know what I'm talking about?
The ones that went behind that, the ones that had a little wraparound.
Little wraparound headphones.
Looked like they were some from Star Trek.
Little clip on on-ear headphones. If you put
them, if you put them in front of your face, you look like that fucking weird dude from Star Trek. Like
Geordi from Star Trek, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we will be talking about.
So that's either coming out or already out?
I guess
we gotta look at the schedule.
It's gonna come out after this now. But that's gonna come out after this. That's going to start a new vein where we're talking music. So this is an interesting fall. We're branching out of movies. We're going into still having movies. Still going to be talking movie to you. We're going to get some more Fort Forums. We're going to have music. We got the Fort Sports is out and running. People love it. So hammer the likes. Comment. Hit us up. Share it. Tell your friends. Let us know what's going on. Let us know what album you would like to hear. Let us know what movie you would like to hear. Kingpin was a fan suggestion. So that's why we
from
did it.
From what fan?
From...
Shout him out.
Fan number 17864.
Either that or I'm calling you on your BS right now.
From Joey Berry's.
Who's Joey Berry's? We'll talk off camera.
We can't say fans' names.
We don't have a
He was on the Heavyweights podcast.
Oh, okay.
Joe Mulberry.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
Yeah. So.
Thanks for the shout out. It was boring.
Shout out, I'm Joe. Shout out, Joey Berry's. And Coach Bowles, soccer coach. So, thanks for stopping by, everybody. Take care. We love you. Have a safe, happy probably Wednesday or whatever day this gets.
I thought you were going to say Labor Day. but also do that or done that.
Yeah.
Did that. Hopefully you did that. Be smart.
Don't hold on to fireworks.
Maybe.
Jason Pierpaul.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Aaron Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.